Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It is time for Mix Minus to come screaming at you through today's interwebs, which is kind of an old joke from an old show that doesn't exist anymore. I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined by Mr. Adam Burns, who's there.
Hello.
In Arkansas. And then we'll talk, and we got to figure out a better intro, don't we?
It's like, I thought you had it scripted.
I don't have anything scripted. You know what I did this week, Adam? No, do you know what I did this week?
Yeah, I know what you did.
What?
You
what did I do?
Emailed me and said, why the fuck didn't you have Anchor submit our podcast? Damn you. That's what you did.
I feel like you might be looking at those texts through weird lenses. Like, I think that maybe you're reading like the worst possible tonnage behind those.
You said,
I was just like,
said,
hey,
Adam,
wait. Why haven't I gotten an, I'm used to getting an email saying, oh, your podcast has been submitted. Your podcast has been submitted. And it wasn't. And so I was just asking why. It wasn't accusatory. It was informational.
I seem to recall you saying, you suck. I don't want to be your
never,
co-host anymore.
Never, like, ever said those things. You, sir, are thinking of another co-host. But, you know, along those lines, Adam, we do have a brand new website and we have a brand new podcast. This is called Mix Minus. If you're listening to this on the Dubious Intent feed, that is because we are going to put like the first three or four episodes of this show on that feed, just so we can tell you right now to go to mixminuspodcast.com and subscribe from there. So you want to switch over to the new feed because, I don't know, in another month or so, the Dubious Intent feed will go dark or get redirected. We don't know what. It depends. I literally sent Adam an article that said, oh wait, here's how you redirect the feed. And he was just like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that.
No, I didn't. I don't think I responded to that at all. But what I did say,
what you need to know, Adam, is when you don't respond to me, then I make up a voice.
See.
I make up a voice in my head.
You have an internal dialogue that's always negative, apparently.
It's negative. No. You know how you negative Nancy? No, I have negative Adam.
So I used to know you, right? I mean, there was a time
you
when I knew
you. You don't know me.
And we had long conversations over drinks.
Yes.
Over everything about how you don't want to have a main feed. You don't want to submit like your main feed to all of these places. You want to have like a feed burner, or you want to have, at the very least, you want to have your own website. Or if you don't have your own website, you want to have a redirect that's just like mixminuspodcast.com/RSS or something. And then if you ever decide, you know what, fuck Anchor, I don't want to use them. By the way, Anchor, we love you. I mean, not really, but maybe, you know, then you can just redirect that redirect to whatever the new thing is. And so I was like, you know what? I better talk to Daniel before I do this, because we've had that discussion over and over. And then I get that you know, nasty gram from you.
It wasn't
like, why
nasty.
The hell did you not?
It was not anyway. Nasty. Do I need to pull the text? I will pull the text out right now, young man, and read it. It's Mix Minus. It's a show about two old gay guys that yell at each other.
Exactly.
Anyway, we Adam and I used to do a show called Dubious Intent, in case you're new to us. Hello. Hi. How are you? I am Daniel. I am in Florida. That is Adam. He is in Arkansas.
Yes, I am.
He's very talkative. And
I was about to take a drink.
Oh, you're about to take a drink.
Because okay. I thought you were going to
I was just saying. So we used to do a show called Dubious Intent. If you're coming from there, welcome. And if you're new, well, welcome. There you go. And we like to talk about a lot of other podcasts. So if at any point during our show you get confused about who we're talking about, like, I don't know who Steve the Tater is. You don't need to know. You just need to know that there's another podcaster out there called Steve the Tater. And what does he do? The Tater Cast? He's the guy that talks about it's a YouTube series where he goes through drive-thrus at all the fast food places and gets their french fries and he compares them, which is why it's called the Tater Cast.
No. It's called The Tater Sphere.
Oh, the Tater Sphere.
The Tater Sphere, yeah.
I thought the Tater Sphere was the combination of his YouTube channel plus, like, you know, his blog and his...
Plus Dame Judi Dench, his co-host.
Has he gotten the Dame to do Dame Judi Dench?
Wait, she's a flame dame.
Oh, I was. You're thinking of Judi Wench. Oh, it's totally different. Yeah, totally.
I was trying to think of a cute tater tie-in, and I couldn't.
Yeah,
she's the tater tot of the show.
That's right. And then the other, as Adam just drifts there,
we're starting this whole thing with so many like.
It's okay. Don't tell them. So here's the thing. We do this show live on a little place that we like to call home, which is pride48.com. So if you have nothing better to do on a Saturday night around 10 o'clock Eastern time, head on over to pride48.com, head over to the chat room there or listen to the stream and you'll hear us and you'll hear us doing this that we're doing right now. But you could be some of the people that are hanging out in the chat room and saying really snarky and fun things to us while we're doing the show. Adam, who do we have in the chat room this evening?
Oh, God, it's hard to know with Discord. We have, I'm going through puberty, I'm sorry. We have Archer, Kathy Marshall, Cyclone, we have Gary in PDX, and Lamont.
Yes, we have Lamont Cranston.
See, I'm trying to go through and just read the ones who are actually talking. I know Nessa is listening, and I believe Larry Queen. I don't remember his screen name.
Yeah.
Let me give his social security number as well. I believe he's listening while he works also.
Just listen while you work. Right?
We have a lot of other people listed in the Discord, but I don't believe they're...
Right. Trick brain, yes. Thank you, Archer. Archer provided that. See, if you're in the chat room, you can be like, you know how you scream at the radio down when you're going down to like you're driving and somebody on a show is like talking about like, oh, what was the name of that movie that had had a chameleon in it? And the chameleon had this girl with long hair, long blonde hair. Can't think of the name of that. What was the name of that? And you're screaming the entire time. Like you're just like going, it's Tangled, you idiot. It's fucking Tangled. And if you're in the chat room, you get to like scream and we get to see.
Well, I had no idea what movie you were talking about.
With the chameleon that hung out with the girl with the blonde hair? Anyway.
I think Tangled is one of their less good movies.
You know, I'm Pride 48 next Saturday night, the 25th. They're doing a little cocktail hour at 8 o'clock. A Zoom cocktail hour, which I think goes on for more than an hour. And you have asked me to do some trivia during that.
Yeah, and we're going to record it.
That cock.
And we're going to make sure that you have that.
Should I do that? Should I play that game? That would be a good buzz-in game, right? I start describing a movie like that, and the first person that can like buzz in with the title, you know, it's like I just take it from a minor character's standpoint. Like, let's try it. Adam, so I need you to tell me the movie that I'm thinking of. It's a movie about a little tiny dog. Oh, he's a tiny dog. He's got the big kind of bulging eyes. I'm not really sure. It almost looks like a pug, maybe. It's kind of a little puggish kind of a dog there. But it turns out that he actually speaks and he talks because he's an alien from another planet. And he has to talk. He has to talk to these two agents that are there.
I don't have a buzzer.
Okay, what? But, yes, what? Yes.
Is it Men in Black?
Correct. Say it's Men in Black, yeah.
Wow, that took me a moment because I was thinking he's gonna go with an animated. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, Pets? Mm-hmm. Maybe Pets or The Secret Life of Pets? What's that one? Anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe when you started saying, you know, he's an alien, then you know.
I'll call it Downtown Movies. And I'll just do it in an old man voice. It's a movie about this thing. So Adam, that's on Pride 48 next. Go read about it over on pride48.com. Well, enough of that. This Friday, the 24th, Zach and I are going to Disney.
Bum, bum, bum.
So at this point in time, you have to have a reservation. It doesn't cost anything. You just have to make a reservation. But we snagged a reservation. I didn't want to go on opening day, which is 2 weeks ago. I wanted to kind of wait and see and let them figure out kind of get everything sorted. So we are going to be going this Friday, the 24th, over to the Magic Kingdom. And I know that this is like almost as controversial. I was trying to say controversy, but then like work that into controversial. And I was stumbling along the way in case you were curious of the etymology of my trip up of that joke.
I don't know if you knew this, Daniel, but at one point I lived in England. The way that they say controversy over there is controversy. In fact, yeah. Controversy. Mm-hmm. So I totally mm-hmm. got that.
Mm-hmm. So what was I trying to say? Oh, so this is almost as controversial.
You're completely Disney. Just throwing caution to the wind.
Disney is almost as controversial as Chick-fil-A, because it's like people are all over the social. It's like, oh, there's cases are ticking up in Florida and they should shut down the theme park. You shouldn't be going to a if you go to a theme park while all those cases are of COVID around there, then you should die. All right. So I get it. I totally get it. But at the same time, it's a theme park. It's outside. And they are enforcing the masks and they're enforcing social distancing. Because we were over there at Disney Springs a week ago having dinner. And even over there at Disney Springs, like if you take off your mask, there's a cast member on you right away, like having you put it back on. It's like they enforce, it's not like your local grocery store where like people wear their mask when they walk in the door and then pull them off and, you know, don't, and no employee ever says anything to them. They're being very strict on enforcing these things. They're only admitting like 20% of capacity into the park. So like the Magic Kingdom, like all the videos I've been seeing from the Magic Kingdom over the last week or so, it's empty. It's like there's, you know, plenty of room between you. It's like Main Street looks like a deserted road. It's like there's just, it's not what you think it's going to be. And that's why I just want to like throw that out there, that it's like Disney has been doing everything that they possibly can to keep you outside and distance from people, which is the most, you know, that is the safest place for you to be. I feel perfectly safe being there in a mask and socially distancing from people. Also, theme parks in Florida have been open for the last 2 months and there's no cases that are being traced back to them. It's like all of these these boom in cases that we're getting here in Florida are coming from churches and bars. It's like they're not really tracing them back to theme parks. So anyway, the point is, it doesn't matter where you go or what you do. You need to just follow the guidelines of the science folk right now, which is to wear a mask, stay socially distanced from other people, don't touch your face, and wash your hands.
Well, so are you looking for validation?
I will report back. I will report back on this show and let you know how I think it went.
I could say this. I don't know, and I realize they do have to open back up at some point, but I don't know how they're actually making money. They probably aren't. So they have the whole entire park open, and they're having to limit it, rightly so.
Well, they don't have a very small
number of people,
right? And they don't have the whole park open. None of the sit down restaurants are running, so it's like, yeah, because the most dangerous place to be right now is inside in a restaurant. So people are not wearing masks and they're talking and eating. So they're exhaling with no filter between them. And then on top of that, they're propelling their exhalant by talking, right? So it's like restaurants, like you could not pay me to eat inside of a restaurant right now. I will eat outside on the patio if there's tables are spaced apart. And, you know, if it's outside on a patio and I will eat, you know, it's like, so it's like Disney, none of their sit down restaurants are open and none of their shows are open. So you can't like go sit inside of a theater and watch a show like right next to people and whatnot. And also they're not doing parades or fireworks.
Well, yeah, you can report back and I would not personally go to a theme park at the moment. I think I'm going to wait to do things like that until we have that wonderful, wonderful vaccine that we're going to have any day now. But you realize
vaccines are not a day away, right?
You know, I want to say something about vaccines.
Okay.
This is a pandemic.
Yes.
So why couldn't we just say, you know what? The hell with the risk. We've got one that we think works. Let's skip the next round of testing or whatever. Let's just make this thing. And give everybody, you know,
right?
I mean,
right.
I feel let's call Star Trek right. or something like that.
And let's call this imaginary vaccine thalidomide. That sounds like a fun name. We'll call it thalidomide, and we'll just go ahead and administer it widespread to the folks. And if they get better, they get better. And if they don't, they don't. Right?
They've tested it. All the people that they gave it to developed antibodies. Nobody had negative effects. Mm-hmm. But, so I mean, I feel like now they want to roll it out to like hundreds of thousands of people to test, or how many ever, and then do it again. Yeah.
Because these are the steps that you take because of things like thalidomide. Thalidomide was a drug that was administered early in our history of vaccines or of drugs. And it basically worked fine. Unless, of course, you were pregnant, in which case then your baby was born with horrible defects. And it was just like...
With horns?
Like flipper hands and stuff. Like it really was. So it's like one of those... I mean, yeah, the immunization may rid you of the coronavirus, but you don't know the long-term effects of these things that you're injecting. So that's why they do these very carefully controlled studies on animals before they get around to doing them on humans. That's not important. The important part is I'm going to Disney and I'll report back and let you know.
Well,
the end.
I do have fun. I hope you're fine. You know what you could do?
What could I do?
Is after you come home, quarantine yourself for 14 days just
well,
to make
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but we're, you know, we live here and work here. So yeah, I mean, that's what we do. We're staying here to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So along those COVID lines, I did want to report to everyone who listened to Dubious Intent before, because I live in Arkansas and I constantly used to complain about the stupidity of our governor. And I'm not saying that he developed a brain over the past couple of weeks, but I will say this. He finally has now mandated masks. Now, I don't know how these rebellious, you know, Arkansans are going to do, because mm-hmm. it's not, but he actually has mandated it, and there is also a fine.
Nice.
So it's not just like,
good for him.
I don't know. And also Walmart, the company I work for.
Yes. Are now
has
requiring.
Now said starting Monday, masks are going to be, I don't know how they're going to enforce it, but at least they've said masks are going to be required starting Monday.
Nice.
For any shopper.
No, and so. you contrast that with Brian Kemp out of Georgia, who basically prevented any county in Georgia that already had mask requirements in place that they were no longer allowed to do that, right? So it's like the governor of Georgia has basically said, no, the law in Georgia is that you're not allowed to require masks. So take that.
Well, so you're risking your life going to Disney.
I am not risking my life going to Disney.
I'm risking my life having electricians come over on Monday. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I don't know what to do. We're going to have strange people in our home.
Yes.
So I don't know if I should wear a mask all day, like in the house.
No.
I mean, they're going to be wearing a mask.
Here's the thing. So I would absolutely wear a mask when you first greet them, when you have to be within, you know, 2 or 3 feet of them. I would wear a mask. And then if you're going to, I'm assuming you're not going to sit there and watch them. You're going to go back to your office and do some work, like back at your chair and sit down and do some work. When you get back to your chair, take your mask off and do your work and everything. And then if you need to go and talk to them, then put the mask back on and go. But you don't need to be sitting at your desk when they're not in the same room with you wearing a mask. It's like you need to, but definitely have your mask on anytime you're closer. Remember, the masks don't protect you, it protects them. So it's like the fact that they're wearing a mask the entire time they're in there is going to cut down on their breath going out to you. So it's like, they like responsible service people will be wearing their masks the entire time to make because they're protecting you. But if you're in a different room with the door shut, you don't need to worry about wearing a mask. So. Unless,
well, speaking of, were you done with the Disney topic?
Yeah, we're going to Disney. It freaked me out how vehement and how angry people were getting about it on Twitter. Just the whole like drawing the correlations between cases spiking in Florida and Disney opening. Well, you know, those cases that are spiking are things that happened 2 weeks ago or longer. It's not because Disney opened this past week that the cases spike. Those two things are not related. So,
well, you can report back. I personally would not go, but so I have another. Actually, it's not on the thing, but since you're mentioning going somewhere, so we are not currently. The orchestra's not playing at church. The choir's not singing at church, but they are having church services.
That's scary. That would scare the shit out of me. Church services would scare the shit out of me. A whole bunch of people indoors talking and singing, that would freak me the fuck out. Yeah.
So I have not gone. They also televise my church, so I can see that. Also, Mark is watching his mass on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. Or I can also go on Facebook or wherever they live stream it, but they also put it on TV here. So, but one thing that happened is our music minister has decided that it's going to be okay. We have what they call a music retreat, air quotes. And I say air quotes because a long time ago, they used to go away. The choir and the orchestra would go to some camp, you know, or something, some campgrounds, and they would spend the night for a weekend,
Bible camp this summer. I was learning to be more judgmental.
And they would spend that time rehearsing mainly for the Christmas mm-hmm. thing, because we do a really elaborate Christmas thing.
Oh, white Jesus, we love you. White Jesus, we love you.
We do have a black member of our church.
It has nothing to do with the whole family. You do realize that Jesus was in the Middle East and was Jewish. He more than likely was not white and did not have blue eyes and blonde hair, even though every picture of him is
That's true. So I thought, you know what? There's probably not any way that we're even going to do a Christmas thing this year because... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like COVID's going to magically go away, but we're not going to want to have thousands because our Christmas shows draw a lot. It's not really a show, but I mean, our Christmas programs.
People come from miles around.
And we pack out the whole thing. And I was thinking, we're not going to do that. So he's sending out an email this week.
An email? Yeah.
An email. Uh-huh. And said, good news, everyone. We're going to have the music retreat. But don't worry, we're going to follow all the CDC guidelines. We're going to, we're going to sit in a huge room we're not going to be in the choir loft or in the, small choir room. We're going to, social distance everyone. We're going to wear masks and we're only going to meet for a few hours. He's like, I'm still working on what the orchestra is going to do. We'll probably put them in a separate room. And I'm thinking, wait, the auditorium is the biggest room. So what you mean is the orchestra is going to go in the smaller room, I'm torn because I'm probably not going to do it, but I mean, I feel bad. It's at the end of August, but I mean, COVID is rising everywhere.
Yes.
And I feel like playing
sounds like a novel, doesn't it? COVID rising.
Yeah. So I feel like playing an instrument.
Yes.
And or singing.
All right. But I'm going to beseech.
A lot of spittle out there in the air.
I'm going to beseech you. The chat room is also beseeching you not to go. And I second Lamont in the chat room. You should not go to this thing, Adam. Here's the thing. The 6 foot thing is for people to basically, that's how far you should stay away from somebody so that their normal breathing doesn't, if they weren't wearing a mask, their normal breath could travel 6 feet, like them exhaling and whatnot. Particles of their breath could travel as far as 6 feet around them. That's what we came up with, the whole 6 feet social distancing thing. When you add masks to that, it cuts down people's radius more, but you should still stay away from them. You're going to go into a room where people are now talking and singing. So instead of that 6 foot where my breath ends when I'm just breathing in and out, now that I'm singing and projecting my voice, I'm forcing that air to go 12 or 14 feet. It's like it suddenly makes the diameter that you need around people to be even bigger. And, they're not wearing masks while they're singing. And plus you're talking about when you blow through that trumpet, that is your breath coming out. There's nothing inside your trumpet that stops your breath from going out. So it's like those instruments that people are blowing on, they're literally blowing their particles, into the air.
On the one hand, I mean, so Cyclone mentions spit valve. I will say this. We call it spit valve, but that water that it ends up in your horn that you let out through the spit valve is not actually spit. It's condensation because the temperature of your breath is different from the temperature of the horn. And so it's just moisture condensation from the air. It's not actually spit.
You know, Adam, I used to play the trumpet. I knew that. Please don't go.
Well, I mean, I probably am not. And it's a month away. So I have plenty of time to decide. But
you need no more time to decide. Please don't go.
Okay. That's a song.
Please don't go. Don't go. Don't go away now. I do another podcast with someone who likes to sing all the time. And so I realize that I'm now doing that myself. And so it's
Oh, that, like, Elvis, yeah. Right?
Yes. Oh, so Elvis. Adam, you know, speaking of other podcasts, there is another podcaster that you and I don't want to say we have feelings for him, because that makes it sound dirty. It's like it's someone who we respect, we see as like a grandfather figure, right? Someone who is like, you know, oh, good old grandpa. And it's big.
Are you talking about the one that bought a tree?
Yes, he bought
and felt really guilty about it.
He bought a 17-foot tree that he's going to wet. It's like, now I've been to you've been to the Fat Cave. There's no way a 17-foot tree is fitting in that. So the thing he's not telling people is he also had people come out and cut a hole in the roof of the, and it's like, you know, like one of those plexiglass bubbles that's going to go out on top. So it's like there's going to be a plexiglass little condom on top of that hole for the tree to stick out of. So he was one of those things. No. Like, You know what I want? I want it so that when people look at my house from Google Maps, they're like, oh, look, it's a condom.
That would be funny. But if it were,
it has a reservoir tip.
But it, even though, so he said it was 9 feet. I don't recall, maybe exaggerating. I understand. I don't recall his ceilings being even 9 feet, but I guess they are. Yeah. I guess he would have measured before he went and bought this tree.
Now, this house that we just bought here has, you know, the great room. So where our YouTube studio is on like a loft overlooking the great room. So it's like it's a 2-story house, but only half of the top 2-story is has rooms and stuff. It overlooks, so the air above the great room is 2 stories. So it's like we could put in a like a 15 or a 17-foot tree here.
I don't know how tall our ceilings are in the living room, but it is vaulted. I mean, it is a very tall ceiling with like beams.
It doesn't matter. We were talking about everybody's favorite elderly podcaster, Big Fat.
Yes.
And you were saying in the pre-show that you felt like maybe he's going to get addicted to... explain why he's taking drugs.
Okay. Well, Big Fatty is taking melatonin and maybe some GHP or GH...
Yeah, GHB.
I don't know.
No, he's probably taking GHB. Yeah,
whatever.
GHB is like the rape drug. That's like the party.
I know.
He's not taking
GHB. That's why I said it. It was a joke, Daniel. I was, you know. But anyway, he has trouble sleeping, apparently.
Yes.
And so he started taking melatonin. Well, what I had read about melatonin myself is that it's not that you're addicted. It's not like you go to your melatonin dealer and you're like, I gotta have some, you know, or something like that. Like,
you got some of that stuff. You got some of that good stuff. California melatonin.
You're on some kind on a street corner somewhere. Like, mm-hmm. Give me a little. You know,
hey, just hey. You got any? He's taking the Yo Gabba Gabba. Thank you, Kathy Marshall in the chat room has pointed out he's taking melatonin and Yo Gabba Gabba. And you were concerned that he was like going to get addicted.
Yeah, well, to no, this. What I read was that when you start depending on melatonin,
then you can't.
Your body will actually make less melatonin naturally. Now, because you're taking it and you'll have even more trouble sleeping and you'll have to keep increasing your dosage.
Right. And then before you know it, you know, you're just a big ball of melatonin.
Before he knows it, he'll be homeless.
You'll be penniless and homeless with a 17-foot Christmas tree. Here's the thing, Adam. Fatty is retired, right?
Mm-hmm. Why? Yes.
Why the fuck does he care? It's like, he's like, oh, I can take a nap and I just fall right asleep and I can take a nap. I just fall right asleep in the afternoon. If I lay down, if I turn over after I wake up in the morning, if I turn over, I fall right asleep, but I can't go to sleep at night. And it's like, you don't have anywhere to be. You're retired. Relax. So what? So if you're awake at 3 a.m. in the morning, then go, you know, do something at 3 a.m. Make another podcast. Do something at 3 a.m. Why do you care? It's like you don't need to wake up at 6 a.m. to go to work. And so it's like
he has to go on his Nipah walks or whatever they're called.
Well, he could do that at 3 a.m. Are you telling me that Fat Acres is like got gangs running around Fat Acres or something that are going to like, it's like it would not be human at 3 a.m.?
No, he probably could. He also has to have lunch with whoever those people are, Olive.
Well, he can, yeah, he, Olive, Popeye, Olive and Popeye.
Whoever it is,
yeah.
that he has lunch with, you know.
You're just yes. messing up his entire cast of characters, and he's like, and it is always a faithful sidekick, Great Dane McNoodle.
He has to walk Poodle. Because, as we know, Poodle is a dog that has to be walked.
has to be walked. Anyway, I don't know why I feel like if he hasn't gotten addicted to poppers by this point, I think we're fairly safe that he won't get addicted to melatonin.
I don't know. I'm worried. Daniel.
Adam.
Speaking of a fatty.
Yes.
I watched that documentary. Called Filthy Rich.
The Filthy Rich, the big fatty yeah. online well, story.
I mean, Fatty did just buy a 17-foot tree, obviously.
It is, and had a massive construction done to his house. Look, if you don't know who we're talking about, by the way, this is Big Fatty from BigFattyOnline.com. Is it .com? Yeah, BigFattyOnline.com, yeah.
You really want the online,
dear God, dear God, don't forget to put in the online.
So if you are a new listener, as Daniel said before, we stream live on Pride48.com. There is a whole plethora of LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts. Anytime we mention another podcast, it's probably one of those. So anyway, we watched that entire documentary today. It's about Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, I watched it.
Dear God. First of all, how do you get that rich? Like, he had an island.
Yeah.
He had a Paris apartment.
Yes.
He had a New York, like, 7-story condo. He had some ranch in New Mexico. He had, like,
the Palm Beach,
the Florida, you know, whatever. He had all this stuff. I mean, my God. How, I'm talking about buying a few switches for my house, and people are like, oh my God, Adam, you know, 1%. When I, you know, yeah, I'm one step away from buying a, you know, an American Virgin Islands island
are,
for
yes.
myself, you know, sure. a switches and that. So that's my first thing. Like, how the hell?
I'm gonna call it Christmas Tree Island.
We're never, so Archer in the chat room says, is it on Netflix? Yes, it is on Netflix. So that's my first question.
Yes.
How in God's green earth do you get that rich? I will never.
I feel like it's one of those cases where money makes money, so it's probably gets easier the more money you have to make more money, right? Because then people are like, oh yeah, you're the guy here. Can you, you know, fund this little project over here that's going to make a lot of money, and we need some investors or whatever. It's like, I don't know. He was in finance, so I don't know. I don't know how a lot of people make money.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's my first takeaway
from that. Look, I think the takeaway from the entire documentary series is basically he's not playing by normal ethical and moral rules. Like, he doesn't lose sleep at night after having done something that was wrong or questionable. So that's probably a big answer as to how he gets money, is that he's like, he doesn't give a shit. He's not like you would feel bad screwing somebody over and walking away with a bunch of money and them being broke and destitute and like killing themselves or something. It's like, I don't think he had that kind of, I don't think that was a thought in his head. I don't think that he concerned himself with other people at all.
No. And then, so anyway, I you know, at a certain point, and I say this now, but when I'm buying my own island, yes. I probably won't feel this way. But I feel like at a certain point, there is a level of richness that is just like, wrong.
Let me ask you this.
You're just too rich. Like, you know, we've also been watching The Politician mm-hmm. on Netflix, and yes. I'm like, oh my God, these people are too rich. It's gross. It is gross how rich they are.
Let me ask you this.
I'm a socialist.
I grew up.
Not really.
My family had a lake house growing up. Mm-hmm. And that lake had an island on it. Now, it was, you know, it wasn't a very big island, but it had an island, like the lake went around an island. So it's like, what if I bought that island? That would be, then I could tell people, it's like, oh, I have my own island, but I'm really just talking about something in the middle of a lake. Like, you could swim to it. Like, you could just, like, you know, you could, it's like, yeah, it's right over there. It's 300 feet over there. There's the island.
No, I mean, I don't think it's the same. He literally had a Caribbean island with, I mean, the guy on the, you've seen the documentary. There is a guy on the documentary who was like Jeffrey Epstein's personal cellular guy.
Yes.
He literally went to the island to build Jeffrey Epstein his own cell tower, his own private, I don't know. He's just super rich. But anyway, the other thing I will say is
he's like Archer. About this, he's like Archer rich.
There's a couple other things, but I'll make them quick.
Yes.
So the other thing, one of the other things is I don't care if people want to have a lot of sex. I don't care if people want to hire prostitutes. I really don't care. I think that's okay.
But if
you're rich, why don't you just do something that's not raping people? Like, why don't you? I mean, you're rich. You're like,
because they get bored, right? It's not then about the sex. It's about the power of it all. It's like, I don't even want to draw a porn analogy here. It's like, you know,
I'm not even rich. Tomorrow, no, I couldn't because we have COVID. But before COVID, I could fly to Amsterdam or somewhere. I could go to a sex club. I could suck as many dicks as I want for free, completely legal.
Yeah.
I could set up a glory hole right here in my, you know.
Put a little Craigslist. Well, you can't put a Craigslist ad anymore. But yeah, you could.
I can invite people over. I mean, why does it have to be underage and rape?
Because like, that's his thing. That's what he gets off on. Rape is not about sexual gratification. Rape is about power. But regardless, Joe in Dallas in the chat room has an excellent point, which is that you can't tell me that Epstein didn't record the people who stayed in his home. It's like, you got to remember, he also had some very powerful people coming over and also fucking around with underage girls and whatnot. It's like, and that could be like, you know what, Prince Andrew, it would really suck if this video were to get out to somebody. So maybe you might want to, you know, push that English government contract through my company over here so that I'll make a cool, you know, $6 million profit off that or something.
Lastly.
Yes.
I don't think he's dead.
This fascinates. Wait, hold on. Before we get there, we're going here. I gotta know. Because here's the thing. Like, if you had said, you know what, Daniel, I don't think Kenneth Lay is actually dead. I think Kenneth Lay faked his death because there was no autopsy and there was no coroner's report. He just said that he was dead and it was right before he had to go to trial and he had $6 billion shoved away in a bank account. I don't think he's dead. Now, if you'd said that about Kenneth Lay, I'd be like, you know what, Adam? I'll hear more about that. But you're talking about, they found his dead body in his jail cell and immediately was like, all the news cameras are on it as they wheeled his dead body out to go to the coroner. It's just like, it was absolutely, there was a coroner report. There was all that kind of stuff. It's like, how can you say he wasn't dead? This is like Elvis level stuff here. Did they have a wax dummy of Jeffrey Epstein?
Can I just tell everyone in the chat room, I'm mainly saying this for the fun of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that I'm actually ignorant.
Why are you winking? I mean, but you know they can't see you winking.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a lot of air quotes. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, first of all, he is richer than God, right? He owns an island for Pete's sake. And he, you know, and I read somewhere that William Barr personally like went to the prison. Mm-hmm. You know, Attorney General William Barr, like, personally went to the prison immediately after hearing of his death. And, like, and so there's a theory that, like, William Barr went and got him, you know, and took him somewhere. I read that somewhere.
So do you think, his female companion there, how do you say her name?
I don't remember.
Gisela or something like that? Yeah, I know. But whatever her name is, she is now in jail. You know, she's in jail right now as we're talking.
Oh. No, I didn't. Like, I knew they now, were, now
if she ends up, if she ends up dead, then you know, you've got a little bit more of a conspiracy there in your hand.
I'm just saying he's rich enough. He could have found a twin. He could have. I read somewhere that there are at least 6 people in the world that look exactly like you do.
Here's the thing. Oh, what if he did like that Barbara Streisand thing did? Like, you know, where she cloned her dog because she loved her dog so much that she just had it cloned. And so like she now has like that dog, like that dog's clone. Like she has like 4 or 5 of that same dog as a clone. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if he cloned himself? And then that was the Jeffrey Epstein that went to jail, was the clone.
And also, those photos that we saw could have been him. They could have given him some kind of drug that slowed his heart down. He could have looked dead.
Who is they?
These Illuminati.
the Illuminati.
All these people.
I don't know. I don't have music. I don't even have any spooky music for the Illuminati. It's like, what do I do if I get spooky music?
And you know, all of our new listeners for this new show are going to think I'm like a crackpot, like conspiracy theorist. And I don't think I've ever said anything about a conspiracy on other
nothing.
Shows. But anyway, it was an enjoyable, I hate to say this because it's a tragic story, but it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, tell me more. Tell me more, Adam. So you believe that...
Daniel, the truth is out there. I'm saying it's not beyond the realm of possibility.
Okay.
He could have. Did you enjoy that? Well, I feel bad saying I enjoyed a documentary about someone...
No, I didn't enjoy it. It was hideous. Things. It was horrible. But yeah, I watched the whole thing.
It was interesting. It was interesting.
It was interesting in the standpoint of, oh my God, I can't believe that these like people are alive and that they're horrible people. they're just horrible people, and they shouldn't do any of those things, Adam. That's all I'm trying to say.
They should not.
All right. Well, we're now at the point in the show, Adam, where you have the floor.
Oh, again?
We could do this.
Why don't we break it up?
Yeah, let's do that. You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Excellent. We do have voicemail here on this show. If you don't know how to leave us a voicemail, you can always go over to mix-podcast.com and click on the little messaging thing there. You'll have to have an Anchor account to do that. Or easier, you can just email us. You can email us a voice letter, as we
and
like
please,
to call
dear
them.
God, make sure it's a... Why am I saying God so much in this episode?
I don't know.
Please make sure that it's a .m4a
no,
file.
We don't need it. We don't. You know
those.
What? It will send us an audio in any way, shape, or form that you would like to, much like this person who sent an audio through his email. Adam, would you like to hear it?
I would, yeah.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Why do you say Daniel
AKA
first?
AKA Sater69.
I'm sorry, what?
Why'd he say Daniel first?
He was going alphabetically. All right.
AKA
hi, guys.
Steve the Tater.
No, he's going alphabetically. Daniel before Adam. And that's how it works. So let's just say
I'm just calling because I'm really sad that this might be your last show. You're saying it's your last show and I'm...
No, this is our first. I think he misunderstood. This is our first show.
Is he in a cave?
in the Sater cave and the Tater
Where
cave?
Is he?
Well, you know,
the Tate cave. The
potatoes do grow underground.
I'm really hoping it's not, because you two bring me so much joy. Even with the inside jokes, I don't care. Even that you're an hour and a half, I don't care. Aww. I'm just so glad to have the two of you in my earbuds.
Aww.
Ear holes. Yeah. Also, happy Pride 48. Thanks for the two of you for getting this started so many years ago. It's been a constant source of joy for me. I'm just curious, who's on after you? Oh, God, to have to follow you two up, that would be a chore, let me tell you. I pity that poor podcaster who's got to follow you guys. Well, have a one.
He called during our show, during our Friday 48 show, when he was like supposed to be preparing his own show. He called us. You do now realize that that's when he made this.
And
one.
I'll talk to you later. No, I screwed up my ending. This is a Sater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
It's Steve the Tater, everyone. We talked about him earlier from the Tatercast. You can find him on YouTube, tatercast.com. And then there's the Tater Sphere, which I think is a blog.
Now, people are wondering, like, how do you have contact on the very first episode of Mix Minus? And as Daniel said before, we had a previous show.
Yeah.
There's a little bleed over. Thank you for the call, Scott.
We do. Scott is one of our favorite other podcasters. He does a show called The Sater Sphere. I'm not kidding now. You can actually go to satersphere.com. He does a wonderful show with a horrible woman, but it's a wonderful show where he talks about hockey.
No, she's very nice. He
talks
Daniel.
About hockey and plays and
musicals.
And sex.
Musical.
He talks about Grindr and musicals and hockey. So if those are three things that you like,
and the size of his penis.
Then you should go over there.
Can I just say, before you play the outro music to that, in the chat room, Lamont Cranston, or no, was it Joe? Sorry.
I don't know.
Joe in Dallas says, Adam, did you enjoy how shook Jeffrey Epstein was when the first question of the day was the description of his penis? Yes, I believe they said, Mr. Epstein, is it true that you have an egg-shaped penis?
Maybe. Maybe we should check the penis of the dead guy in the jail.
Oh, we could.
And if he didn't have an egg-shaped penis, then we would know that it it wasn't the thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Exactly.
Oh, there you go. Well, if you would like to reach out to us, you may do so. Contact at mixminuspodcast.com. 3, 2, 1. All right. Adam, I think that you have your own show. You have your own show that's put out 5 days a week. It's called The Geeky Gay. And I feel like I don't have enough diction there to do that correctly. It's The Geeky Gay. It's very hard to say.
It's not The Geeky Gay.
No, it's thegeekygay.com, right?
It's not The Geeky Gay.
The Geeky Gay.
The Geeky Gay. And I even have trouble saying it.
The Geeky Gay.
Quite often.
Anyway, you do a show 5 days a week. Is it 5 or 8? It's 5 or 8 days a week that you do it over there. And so you're talking about this home automation stuff that you have. And of course, you know, yep. I not to glom onto that, but my partner and I, we did buy our house here in November. So we are also new homeowners. And I thought, why don't we talk about this home automation? I can make mine so easy. You know what home automation software I use?
Yeah. Oh, you just voice.
I use my assistants. I use Madam A and I use Google Home. I don't, and I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to set off everybody's across the universe. But yeah, I use Echo and I use Google, and that's what I use. That's the only software I use. And it's brilliant because I don't have to install software anywhere. It's just, it's in the cloud. It just lives there.
Well, how long have you known me?
Adam, I've known you for near about 4 decades now, and
I love how you said we podcasted together. We did Dubious Intent for like 10 years. It is not even close to 10 years. But anyway,
wow, you were very adamant. But I said Dubious Intent has been around for over 10 years.
You said Adam and I did it for like another 10 years. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So. Yes. So I put this on here.
Now I want to know, when was the first episode that you and I did together? It was like 2011, right?
It was 2011, but we stopped doing it in 2017. So that would have been 6 years.
Okay. But it's now 2020 and we started again. So,
that's still only 9 years if you want to count those years.
Oh my
no
god, anyway, regardless, you're like one of those people that's like, I'm sorry sir, I can't allow you to drink because your 21st birthday is tomorrow, and it's
I would be,
it's 11:30, and I know you're legally going to turn 21 in another 30 minutes, and I could,
am a black and white person,
and
Daniel,
I could just allow you to have this drink, but no, I'm sorry sir, you're gonna have to leave.
So I put this on the trellis,
yes,
because I thought it's something that you would find interesting. Not that I want to say that my way or your way are better than one another. I just thought you might be interested. So
I am. I'm very interested.
We got in a little bit of a squabble.
You're just making things up.
An argument before the show, because apparently you're a bulb man.
I'm a switch man. Yeah, I don't see the need for switch. I go for home automation so that I don't need to push switches. So I'm more of a bulb guy.
Yeah. So, and I don't care. I mean, you can do like, you could be, bulbs are fine. Like, I'm okay with bulbs. The reason, home automation, I've been doing for a long time. I'm sure you have been doing it a long time as well. I started back in the day, I don't know how long ago, but like when, at least 7 or 8 years ago, maybe even longer, when they would come out with those plugs where you would plug in your lamp or something, and you know, you could automate that to put it on a schedule or whatever. And and when and in our last home, Yeah. We had all these switches installed, the Wemo switches, and also a company called Brilliant, and we would use voice. So like with our Echo, we would say, "Okay, Echo," or Echo, whatever you say. I can't remember now. I'm trying not to say the A word.
Yes.
It's bedtime. You know, is one of the things. We had many different commands that we would do, but we would say it's bedtime, mm-hmm. and I had it pre-programmed to do, you know, whatever, turn the temperature down, turn the lights out, turn the fan on in the master bedroom.
I have like that. All that. I don't say it's bedtime. I just say goodnight. But
Well, Mark and I have this thing where we always go, "Boyfy, it's bedtime."
Okay, that is so fucking creepy and adorable. That's
And now we say it. Sydney is so used to it that when we say it, she jumps off the couch and looks at me like, "Okay, time to take me out to pee before we go to bed."
Ladies and gentlemen, this is some Alcoholic Anonymous level stuff. Like, I've known this man for 40 years and I've never known that that was what they say at night.
So. Yeah. So anyway, so we also can say that to Echo, and we will have that again as soon as we get our switches installed. And again, I don't care whether you have switches or bulbs. It's fine. I will probably have both. I recently ordered.
Here's the big argument, though. Switches require you to put them in the wall. Bulbs just require you to screw them in. So it's like, especially if you are just trying your hand out, or if you're living in an apartment and you're going to move to somewhere else eventually or whatever, it's much easier to unscrew the bulbs out of the sockets than it is to do.
I'll give you that. We own this home, so we're good there. With bulbs, if anyone comes by and accidentally flips the switch, because the switches are still there.
Yes.
It turns the electricity off from that bulb and you lose control of the bulb.
Yeah. All of our switches in our house that
are taped.
Yes. We have a little piece of blue tape on them.
That's so nice looking. That's so, yeah.
Well, no, what
so
I'll
great.
Do is I'll replace those switches with a different color switch. So it's like, you'll just like the orange switches are the ones that you don't turn.
So anyway, we went with switches. You can do whatever you want. The other reason I went with switches, though, is this company, Brilliant, makes a really cool switch. It's way overpriced, so I'm not suggesting you do it. But they make a switch that has a little touch screen.
Yes.
So, and it will integrate with your thermostat, with your, it not just Brilliant switches. It'll integrate with everything. And you can go, like Star Trek, you can walk up to it and touch it and bring up your controls and control your whole house. Because sometimes, I mean, there are times when I don't want to do
things.
Does
it make that noise, that Star Trek?
No, it doesn't. But it's really cool. But they're way overpriced. I'm not suggesting, but we have four of them and we'll put them in strategic locations. But that being said, sometimes if I'm not near my Echo, or I just don't feel like saying anything, or I'm in the middle of a podcast and I want to do something and I don't want to be like screaming it on my podcast or whatever, I will pull out my phone and I will, you know, just hit pull up. But the thing is, we have our garage door openers are Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Our oven is Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Our dishwasher is Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Our lights are Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Our, you know, once we get the switches installed, we have little plugs in various places that are Wi-Fi.
Do you have all of this stuff. Have the Roomba? The Roombas are also Wi-Fi. Do you have Roomba?
We have Eufy. Anyway, so.
Wait, Boyfy and Eufy?
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, well, it would be kind of cool. Also, I'm a Star Trek baby, and I really like the. And now, granted, we do have the Brilliance and they will do that, but I wanted some way of having a big screen or even on my phone because on the phone, I have to go to all these different apps. Like for the oven, I need to pull up the oven app and I need to, like, if I want to set the temperature and I'm not near the oven.
But they all work with your assistants.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't want to use voice. I mean, I just want a different way
to do it. All right, so can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
So if you buy a tablet,
mm-hmm.
and then either install the Alexa app or install the Google Home app, all of your devices are in those apps. You don't have to talk or whatever. You can literally tap through them and do all the things.
Okay, that's true, Daniel, but it's not as much fun.
Okay. What is it? What about that scenario is any different than what you said? What you're saying is you want a custom interface to that. All right, so then my next suggestion would be the Google Home has an API to it. So what I would do is make your own little website of, you know, how you want it to look. And do the API calls to your Google API.
But Daniel, it already exists. There is an open source project called OpenHAB. Open, H-A-B.
Yeah, I got that, yeah.
And if you go there, you can download this software onto whatever. It doesn't Linux, Windows, right. Mac, whatever. You download it, run it. It will learn all of, it has interfaces with everything. It has interfaces with Echo, with Google Home, with all of the various Brilliant and LifeX and Wemo and everything.
Well, then there you go. Even, then just do
you can
that.
Even write your own. Anyway, I wasn't asking for advice. I was just telling you I found this cool thing. So with that, they have, and it's open source, so it's free. And I like tinkering. As we know, I like to tinker with things.
Is that what the kids are calling it nowadays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to spin up an OpenHAB instance on like a little Raspberry Pi or something. And then we'll just have one of our old tablets somewhere and I'll design a dashboard. If you go look, they have example dashboards and stuff like that. And you can put your thermostat in. You can also pull other web APIs in. Like you can pull weather and like all kinds of stuff. And you can do recipes where you could say, if it's raining outside, you know, do this. I know you can do this with all the other stuff as well. But
actually, no, that's one of the things you cannot do that.
So
on the Amazon app, you can use sunset and sunrise as timing. So you can do X before or X after these events like that. But no, the weather is not part of the things that you can set a trigger on.
It integrates with everything. I mean, anything you can think of. And if there's not an integration, it's open source. You can write your own.
What's it called?
OpenHAB.
Open source.
OpenHAB. OpenHAB.
OpenHAB 3.
That's not out yet, but yeah, that's open, I think what they're correct.
All right, you can find it at openhab.org.
So I just installed it today, so I can't give a review of it, but it looks really cool. And you can, like I said, you can create your own dashboard. You don't have to do a dashboard even. You can just create like, I don't know what they call them, but like recipes or whatever.
Yes.
But that link all your stuff together. And it integrates with everything. It integrates with IFTTT and like everything. But I really liked it because I can create my own dashboard that has everything in it. And then we can have a cool like Star Trek looking little dashboard.
I don't see Casa on the list.
Well, I was not aware of anything called Casa. So
those are some of the little plugs that I have, some of the smart plugs that are Wi-Fi.
Well, you could write a plug-in.
For my plug?
Yeah,
I would like to write a plug-in for my plug. All right, well then I look forward to hearing about Casa. No, not Casa. What the fuck is it? OpenHAB in the future. News game. It's a news game. It's a news game. What questions will he ask? It is the Mix Minus News Game. This is the segment of the show where Adam will read me some questions. We don't know how many from the New York Times News Quiz, which comes out every Friday. If you'd like to follow along, you can go to nytimes.com, search for News Quiz. There are 11 questions on that, but I believe in this new format here, Adam's just going to choose some of the more interesting stories, ones that he would like to know more about, and he's going to read those. So I don't know, probably about five or so. Anyway, Adam, what is our first news story today?
Can I admit something? I did not prepare. I haven't pre-read these. So
but you could read them and you could see which ones jump out at you.
I could, but I'm not a good multitasker.
Oh, okay.
Let's do this. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Here we go. So, which of the following Twitter accounts was not hacked by a Bitcoin scammer this week?
All right. Now, I was just listening to my good buddy, Justin Robert Young, today, and he was talking about the Twitter hack stuff, and they also did a great thing on it on Daily Tech News Show the other day. So I happen to know that President Trump was not one of the ones that was hacked. Is that one of my choices?
It is one of your choices.
I'm going to say it's President Trump. Is it President Trump?
It is President Trump. Hackers... Oh, we got a new correct.
You know what, Adam? When we clean house, we clean house. That's
we
like
are a, revamping everything. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So hackers posted a Bitcoin scam to the accounts of Mr. Obama, Mr. Bezos, Mr. Biden, Kanye West, of course, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and dozens of other prominent personalities on Wednesday, prompting Twitter to disable broad swaths of its service for a couple of hours as it scrambled to prevent the breach from spreading further.
It was really scary. It was a pretty bad security risk, security breach. And as we've learned more about it, this was not like as they first stated that there was one employee that had been like socially engineered for this. This is a really bad breach of some really high powered people. And although all they were doing was just posting things asking for Bitcoin donations, whatnot, there's still a very real paranoia and belief out there that the DMs from these accounts were basically, you know, hoovered down and that they're going to start showing up in some kind of a blackmail situation, you know, sometime soon. It's like Elon Musk and some of these other people. It's like they had access to all of their DMs. So,
hey, Daniel.
Yes, Adam.
You know who they didn't hack other than Donald Trump?
You.
Jeff Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
You think that's a coincidence?
Maybe. Oh my God.
Maybe he's at the bottom of it.
What if Jeffrey Epstein was actually like doing the hacking? He was doing the tweet hacking to try to, you know. Anyway, go ahead. What's our next story?
All right. Which country legalized alcohol and abolished public flogging? Because, I mean, you know, why wouldn't you abolish public flogging?
So what I forgot to say in the intro here is that this is a multiple choice quiz, which I always try to answer without using the multiple choice. But in this case, I don't even know what my choices are. What are my choices?
All right. Afghanistan, Bahrain,
ooh,
Morocco, mm-hmm, or Sudan.
Sudan. Lamont Cranston in the chat room said Singapore. It's not even on the list. Let's see.
Apparently Singapore is a crap place to visit.
You should not go there. I'm going to say, because the chat room is being very slow and they're not helping me out here, I'm going to say it's Morocco. Is it Morocco?
It's Sudan.
Oh, it's the Sudan.
Why would you say Morocco? Morocco is where all those Jeffrey Epstein people go. It's like all the rich people who go there to gamble.
Is
of course,
it?
They can do whatever.
I thought Morocco was like a desert or something.
Morocco is a like
you know. You're thinking of You're thinking of Monaco.
Oh, yeah, I am. It's kind of like tangerine and apricot. I don't know if I mentioned that on the show. Sometimes I get things confused, like tangerines and apricots.
And Monaco and Morocco,
Monaco and Morocco, sorry. Okay.
By the way, Maraca is a musical instrument. But go ahead.
Yeah, I know.
Moraca is an annoying person that graduated from Harvard.
Who hosts things.
Yes.
That's his career. Yes. He just hosts things.
Do you know how you know that Moraca graduated from Harvard?
I don't know.
Oh, he'll tell you. All right, go ahead. What's our next question?
A little bit.
There you go.
Sudan will end the use of public flogging as a punishment, allow non-Muslims to consume alcohol, and scrap its apostasy law. I don't even know what that means.
I love how they're going to stop using it as a... What? They're going to stop using it as a...
They will allow... as a punishment.
They're going to stop using it as a punishment. So if you enjoy it... The public flogging for sexual gratification is still perfectly valid, so don't worry about that. Yeah. It's just for punishment.
The changes were introduced by a transitional government that seeks to break with the rule of Omar Hassan al-Bashir.
You're regretting having to read the story now, aren't you?
The dictator who was deposed last year. The new government has already banned female genital mutilation, a measure that is coming into effect now. You know, Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't have a punchline for that.
Okay, great.
All right. Here we go. Here is another one that I shouldn't give you, but I will. Mm. This is number three.
Number three.
Which Disney park closed just weeks after reopening during the pandemic?
Disneyland, Hong Kong. Hong Kong Disneyland. Hong Kong. Is Hong Kong. Is it Hong Kong?
It is Hong Kong. After an increase in reported coronavirus cases in the region, Disney closed its Hong Kong theme park on Wednesday, less than 1 month after it reopened. Shutting down Hong Kong Disneyland again means little for the company's bottom line. It's the smallest Disney park and has lost money for the past 5 years.
Also, I don't know why they concentrate on all the Asian parks are only partially owned by Disney. The majority of them are owned by, because both Japan and China have a law that you can't be a business in that country without having the majority of that company owned by people that live there. So Disneyland, Tokyo Disneyland and Hong Kong and Shanghai are all actually owned by the Asian Land Company. So it's like, it hurts the Asian Land Company more than it hurts Disney. Anyway, go ahead. Disney gets paid a licensing fee. So it's like, doesn't matter what happens with attendance. They still get paid the $1 million a year or whatever to use the name or whatever. So Disney still makes money off of it. But it's not important. Go ahead.
All right, Daniel.
Yes, Adam.
This is the fourth question out of five.
Number four.
And I have no idea what your score is at the moment.
I've missed one.
I think you're 2 out of 3.
Yeah, right now. 2 out of 3.
All right. Which animal may hold the key to developing a long-lasting cure for chlamydia in humans?
Chlamydia.
It's not Jeffrey Epstein.
Want to say, because I remember seeing this, and it was an Australian lady, and because they were talking about chlamydia, and in fact, it was on John Oliver this past season. Remember, John Oliver was talking about the research in chlamydia, and he named it like the Russell Crowe Chlamydia Award or whatever. And it was bears. It was those bears, those Australian bears. What are the Australian? Koala. Thank you. Koala. It's koala bears. Is it koala bears, Adam?
Why, yes, Daniel. It is koalas. After you looked in the chat room. Humans have a monopoly.
How many bears do you know from Australia? I would have eventually, ended up on
Koala. I don't know any bears. Yogi, but I don't think he's from Australia.
Hey, boo-boo, there's a chlamydia in the park.
Humans don't have a monopoly on sexually transmitted infections. Oysters get herpes.
Those dirty rabbits, oysters.
Rabbits get syphilis. Dolphins get genital warts.
Yeah.
But chlamydia has been especially successful infecting everything from frogs to fish to parakeets. Wait.
That's not a wide range. Frog to parakeets. That's little tiny animals. It's like, how about, from frogs to elephants? It's just like, it would be a broader range or something.
Well, but I mean, frogs, fish,
fish and parakeets
are in different genus. Or whatever you say. Just on a side note, I think frogs are so cute. And we have, I don't know why, but when I was growing up, we had this frog that lived around our pool. And I'm sure over the years, it was different frogs. We called him Herman. And so it was this toad frog that would jump around our pool or whatever. This new house, we have the cutest little, they look like tree frogs. Mark thinks they're the grossest things in the world. We opened the door the other night, and there was a tree frog climbing up our door. It was so cute. It was adorable. I wonder if it had chlamydia. But koala chlamydia, however,
we see
looks straight
in front of us the wild oyster as it gets herpes in the water.
Are you trying to be that really old guy who does all the planet Earth?
I was trying to be Jacques Cousteau, but I was not.
I think he's going to die soon. But he has a nice voice. Okay, he should keep going until.
That was David Attenborough. Thank you. That was David Attenborough is who you're talking about.
And I'm not talking about Auntie Vera. I mean, Scott. He's going to live for a really long time.
He doesn't listen to the show. It's all right.
Koala chlamydia, however, looks strikingly familiar to the human version. As a result, some scientists believe that studying and saving these animals may be the key to developing a long-lasting cure for the disease in humans.
Excellent. Well, there you go. Hooray, hooray for the koalas.
All right. So we are
Koala
on number five.
Koala DeVille. If you don't get chlamydia, someone else will. Yes,
so
I'm ready.
You're currently 3 out of 4.
Adam,
this
for me,
is your...
Yeah, for me to make a B on this exam, I need to get this question.
Oh, by the way, did you do the thing? Because I totally forgot about the thing.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, according to a recently published paper, what is the maximum number of hot dogs a person could theoretically consume in 10 minutes?
Oh.
I had one about Biden's some plan he came, but I don't want some boring political like BS story. I want to know how many hot dogs.
How many hot dogs did somebody shove down their gullet?
And koala chlamydia. I mean, yeah. You know.
All right. I read this article, but I didn't read it. You know what I'm saying? I kind of skimmed over it when I was reading this thing. So I don't know the exact number. I think it's somewhere in the 80s. So what are my choices?
77, 83, 94, or 102.
All right. So it wasn't 102. I remember it being in the 80s. Because I was like, that's more than 1 minute. That's crazy. What was the first one? 77?
Doesn't it depend on if you're gay or not? Because I feel like a gay guy would be better at consuming hot dogs. I mean, you wouldn't even have to chew.
There you go.
You just swallow the
what
whole
was it?
Thing.
What was the first choice? Was the first choice 77?
It was 77, 83, 94.
See,
77
is really close. 77 is really close. I remember seeing an 8. I'm going to go with 83. Is it 83?
It is.
Yes!
83 hot dogs in 10 minutes. That's the maximum number of hot dogs that a human could theoretically consume in that amount of time, according to a study based on 39 years of historical data from the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog
Jesus
Eating
Christ.
Contest.
Could you imagine being that guy? It's like, so what did you do? Well, for the last 39 years, I've been monitoring how many hot dogs people can eat in 1 minute.
If this prediction is correct, Joey Chestnut is quickly approaching the human limit.
Hey, I'm Joey Chestnuts. I'm Joey Chestnuts. Come down and watch me eat some hot dogs. Do they call them hot dogs? Some dogs. Come watch me eat some dogs down in on Fifth Avenue.
He sounds like he's from Jersey for sure. Joey Chestnut. Yeah, over the 4th of July weekend, he broke his own world record for hot dog eating by downing 75 hot dogs with buns. In 10 minutes.
That's crazy.
You know, Daniel, I will tell you one thing that I know about hot dog eating contests.
Yes.
You need to dip the entire thing
in water.
In a glass of water.
Yeah.
To soften the bun and get it really compact before you shove it in your hole.
Before you shove it down your gullet. Yeah, I was watching, we were watching Parks and Rec because Zach hasn't seen that. And so we've been watching Parks and Rec, and Amy Poehler's character on there had a cutaway to a hot dog eating contest. Yeah.
All right. Well,
what was my final score? 4 out of 5, Adam. What does that make? That makes a B. That's a good solid B, right?
Sure.
Wait, I mean, is it or not?
I don't know. If we did the, no. Yeah. Just. It'd be an 80.
Well,
you know what? I don't know what these folks do nowadays.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with the new math and the new...
Is it even out of 100? No, I mean, are A's and B's and C's even still a thing?
Yeah, do we grade on a curve or do we know? Because,
I heard they have something called an I now letter.
Chat room thought that it was Singapore and it wasn't even on the list. I feel like I could probably argue that that was a bad question and maybe get my B up to an A there. Maybe do some extra credit work to do that. All right, Adam. Thank you. That was the news quiz. Thank you for playing along. And I don't have an outro to this. I was just basically I just fade this music out, and then we're done with that. And
we're still workshopping the new show format, folks. So if you're new, just hang with us.
And if you're nude, especially hang with us.
Yeah.
We like that a lot. Adam, so I just have this one final thought that I have here on my list that I want to
talk.
We could have
a segment. We could come up with a bumper and call it Final Thoughts.
Final Thoughts.
And then have a bumper for it and everything.
No, fine. It's the final thought now. Do-do-do-do. I don't know about you, but I'm a fidgeter. Like when I'm on a conference call or when I'm reading through news stories or listening to podcasts or like my daily routine is I usually listen to tech podcasts.
As you have
I'm
15 pens and pencils in your finger and you're
them. I'm a fidgeter.
It.
And so one of the fidgeting things that I do is I play solitaire and I have the Microsoft solitaire collection, you know, that you get on your Windows 10 PC there.
Uh-huh.
I pay the whole whopping $1.99 a month to be a premium member of that so that I don't have ads. But it does this little thing where, you know, you have a daily challenge. Like there's five different types of solitaire and there's a daily challenge and they range, you know, from easy to expert each day. And you do all, and I have a perfect score now for the past 4 months. Yeah. And then the other day, you know, they have these little tournaments occasionally, you know, every day or so they have these tournaments of this particular kind of a game, you know, particular, like, yeah, it's 10 different games of,
but wait,
of Spider Solitaire.
This is Solitaire.
Solitaire, yeah.
It's something you play alone.
Yes, but they have tournaments. So, okay. And where you're timed, you're basically, you know, if you can complete all the games in a certain amount of time, then you place. And you. So I never, ever place more than, you know, higher. I never place in the top 100 ever. Like that's a pipe dream.
Aww. It's kind of like me playing Words with Friends with Cronehaven.
But here's the thing. I was looking at it the other day because they're really clever in the way that they give you your score. They're like, okay, well, you are, let me see if I can find it here. Where are my events? Yeah, here's the events here. And where's my, I have to go to the award. No, that's, oh my God, where's the stupid thing? All right, Adam, these tournaments have between, you know, some of them, like mini tournaments, have like five games. Some of them have like 20 games in them, right, that you'd have to play.
Yeah.
And so the way that they do the awarding is that there's like a global score, which I'm always, you know, like 850 or something in that. And then they kind of group you together with people that are kind of around the same time frame as you, like complete things in about the same time as you and that have the same levels of your solitaire games. And I usually, you know.
So it's kind of like on a curve. It's like you're being graded on a.
So if I look in my group, I'm usually, you know, in the 20s in my group or whatever. But then I went and looked to see, I'm curious to see what the time is that these people are finishing for these tournaments. Like I played this little 5-game tournament. I finished in, I think, 12 minutes. Now, I certainly didn't think that I was going to be the fastest person on the block, but I'm like, that's 5 games of solitaire in 12 minutes. That's, you know, a little over 2 minutes per game. Plus you have the whole winning animation thing and you, you know, it's got to cycle to the next game and, you know, load the cards and do all those animations and things. So I'm like, you know, that was pretty damn fast. It's like the winning person finished those 5 games in, I think, like 2.5 minutes. That's not possible. It's like, that's not even something that's possible, right? To solve a solitaire, you know, 5 solitaire games in 2 minutes, right? And also, it won't let you move on to the next game until you solve the one. So it's that you have to solve them. So it's like, there's no way that these people are solving these things in 2 minutes. So I start looking on the forums and people are like, oh yeah, they've been cheating forever. It's like, in Windows 7, there was a setting that you could do in solitaire that would auto-solve for you. And so these people are just like exploiting that and doing the auto-solve thing. I'm like, why the fuck are you cheating in a solitaire tournament that has no prizes? It's like, there's no benefit to this. It does not, it's not like you could put it on a resume or whatever. He's like, there are people, and it's not just like one or two people. These like hundreds of people cheating on a solitaire game on Windows. What is the reason? Why? I want to know what is it that these people are getting out of this? Why? Oh,
well, I'll tell you what I really think in a second, but before I do that, I'll tell you this. What if it's Jeffrey Epstein? Again, you know, he's probably bored. He's probably in some bunker somewhere because, you know, he had to buy some remote island so no one would find him.
Just out there playing solitaire tournaments.
He's playing solitaire.
Hundreds of times.
What I really think is, what I've always wondered is, I don't understand why people cheat at games at all, because how do you get any satisfaction from a game when you've cheated? Because to me, the whole satisfaction is that I've put in this effort and I am better than this other person.
Yes, exactly.
Smarter,
right.
I'm faster,
exactly,
I'm whatever.
Exactly, exactly.
If you cheat, it completely nullifies. Like,
completely.
For instance, like, I love Monopoly. I mean, I don't play it very often now, but when my grandmother was still alive, we used to play Monopoly all the time when we'd go over there. And people, when it gets towards the end of the game, some people really hate Monopoly because it can drag on, you know.
It can go on, yes.
But I wanted to take the game all the way to the bitter end. I wanted it to, I wanted to go all till I had all of their money. They had no properties left.
I wanted to leave them destitute.
Yeah. And people wanted to quit. They're like, no, 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 I'm out. I'm out. You know, we've been playing for 4 hours. I'm like, no, I'm not a winner until I have won. You know, I mean, I've got to go all the.
You should run for Congress on this, because you know, Congress people, especially Democratic Congress people, they don't even fight for things. They're like, oh, we'll never win, so we're not even going to try to fight. And sometimes it's not about winning, Adam. Sometimes it's just about fighting. I don't know why people cheat on games. I think that's absolutely freaking ridiculous. It's like, it's just one of those things. Hey, you know what, Adam? It's been super fun hanging out with you here on the old mix. I hate that. I don't want to use that. No, we're not using that ever again. That's never being used ever. That line will never be uttered on this show ever again. You've been listening to Mix Minus. Thank you very much for listening tonight. You can send us an email. We're contact@mixminuspodcast.com. You can also send us a voicemail. Just record yourself on your phone and email it right to us. Same email address. Go over to our website, mixminuspodcast.com. You can click on any of the subscribe buttons over there to go to the podcatcher of your choice. Again, if you're listening on the Dubious Intent stream, make sure you do that sometime soon. Have a mixminuspodcast.com. And throw us up some reviews on iTunes to help us find some new people out there that might want to listen to us.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes, Adam.
I just got a special guest for next week. It's
yes?
going to be Jeffrey Who? Epstein.
We all have to wait and see what that's about.
It'll be fun.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.